Last night, people all over the world dressed up in costumes. That's what happens on All Hallows' Eve, right? The day before All Saints' Day, Halloween. Probably some went trick-or-treating, maybe not as many as in years past, but costumes, I'm sure, were part of the gig last night. And I wanted to do some research on what some of the most popular costumes were these days. I had a hunch, and I was right. I found an article that said in 2019, the most popular costumes fell in one category. It was four out of the top five costumes. Superheroes. That was my hunch, and I was right. Four of the top five. One, they just said superheroes in general. Another one, they said Spider-Man. Another, they said the Avengers minus Spider-Man. And then the fourth was Batman. If you added all those up together, it added to about 20% of all of the costumes sold for last year for children. And I think there's something actually good and healthy about that, that we aspire to be like superheroes. We aspire to heroic things. I think it actually reclaims the Feast of All Hallows' Eve. It's a celebration of the saints. And who are the saints? The church uses a particular phrase in describing what makes a saint. When they do an investigation of a person's life to see if this person was saintly, they look for this certain criteria: heroic virtue. That's the thing that defines a saint. We might think, well, there has to be miracles involved and there has to be certain other things. Yeah, that's part of the canonization process. But that phrase, heroic virtue, that's specifically what they're looking for a saint. And I think it inspires us to be those heroes in the world. Now, when we pray the Apostles' Creed, the one that we pray as we're praying the Rosary usually, we use that phrase, communion of saints. We say, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints. And the communion of saints is actually three different groups in communion with one another. The first level of the communion of saints, that's you and me. We could see it as maybe the floor of the church today, where most of you are seated. The church calls this first level of the communion of saints the church militant. We're the soldiers of the church. We're the ones who struggle against forces, and we struggle against different things in our lives, and we intend to spread the kingdom of God here on earth, to expand God's kingdom. We're the church militant, those who are still alive and struggling against the forces of the world. I think of Mary Jo Copeland over in Minneapolis. I've had the opportunity to be on my knees next to Mary Jo, washing the feet of the homeless. She's a great example of the church militant, spreading the love of Christ, expanding his kingdom. Then the second level, we could use maybe look at the stairs here of the sanctuary today. That's the church penitent, or sometimes called the church suffering. There are those who have already died, who lived their life in the church militant on this earth, on this planet, in this world. They've died, and now they're doing penance in the place we called purgatory. And the church in the communion of saints in this level, they need our prayers. It's why tomorrow we'll celebrate All Souls Day. That's their day. We pray for these souls in purgatory. We pray for the church penitent, those who have gone before us. We have the book of the names of the dead over here during November. We write their names in the book every year. We pray for them that they would enjoy that third level that I'll get to in a second. When I think of this level, I think of our family members. I think of our friends, those who have lived virtuous lives and still need some purgation, still need some cleansing before they enter heaven. But they're on the front porch. They're on the steps here on their way to eternal glory. Some years ago, you had the young man in Stillwater, Zach Sobiech. There's that movie that just came out on Disney Plus of his life called Clouds. We show a video of his life to our confirmation students every year. And I know some of our parishioners even have some familial connections with the Sobiechs in Stillwater. I think he's a great example for us of those who have died living virtuous lives and who are in need of our prayers. I hope one day he'll be canonized a saint, that we pray for that canonization and that we look towards his heroic virtue, that he lived out his faith in those years of sickness and struggle. That's that second level, the church penitent in purgatory. And then we have the third level that we especially remember today, the church triumphant. There are brothers and sisters, the ones whom we know and the ones whom we don't know, who have entered their heavenly glory, who have entered their eternal rest with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What great examples for us to look at the way they live their lives and to try to imitate their faith, try to imitate some of the things that they did that contributed to their living now in heaven. I think of a saint who was actually just beatified yesterday from the United States, Father Michael McGivney. He was a priest on the East Coast who founded the Knights of Columbus. Beatified just yesterday from our own country. He's a great witness, especially to us priests, but to all here and especially in our country. We had a 15-year-old who was beatified, became a blessed just a few months ago, a blessed Carlo Acutis. He died in 2006 when he was 15 years old from leukemia. He lived in Italy, and he lived a remarkable, heroic life. He was a teenager who actually drug his parents to Mass. Think of that. Teenagers who would drag their parents to Mass. His mom at his beatification, who's now come back to her faith, said she had only been to Mass 3 times in her life before her son started dragging her. Her baptism, her first communion, and her wedding day. But here this young man had an encounter with Jesus, and he wanted to spread that to others. So he drug his parents, he drug his friends to daily Mass. He went to confession once a week. He loved the Eucharist. He said, "My life's goal is to be close to Jesus." And he said his stairway to heaven was the Eucharist. He has this great quote. He said, "When we sit in front of the sun, our skins are tanned. But when we sit in front of the Eucharist, we become saints." He's buried in his Nikes. He wore jeans. He wrote a website spreading Eucharistic miracles. He played video games. He died when he was 15 in 2006, and now we count him among the communion of saints in that third level. Others who have inspired me, St. Gianna Mola, a mother, a doctor, who chose to give her life instead of having an abortion during a difficult pregnancy. I had the opportunity to meet her daughter and to meet her husband some years ago. A great example of motherhood, a great example for Christian women. Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, he's one of my guys. Died when he was 24 from polio. He lived in Italy too and was a mountain climber, and he lived his life to the fullest. I had the opportunity to meet his niece, and I had dinner with her, and she told me story after story about her saintly, heroic uncle. I saw St. John Paul II in Canada in 2002, and my knees were trembling when I saw him go by. There was another saint, or another blessed, just beatified earlier this year, Blessed James Miller. He, you may remember, went to Crete and Durham Hall. He has a connection to our own archdiocese. He was a student there and then later became a teacher. We have all these contemporaries from the 21st century and the 20th century that remind us that sainthood is possible today. It's not just something from 2,000 years ago. That we can live heroic, virtuous lives today. The word saint actually comes from the same root above me, sanctus, which means holy. And to be holy means to be set apart. It's why the sanctuary up here, the holy place, is set apart. Saints are set apart. Saints are different. They live their lives in a way that they stand out. And they're great models of us, models of faith, models of virtuous living. St. John talks about this in his letter today. What is a saint? He says, the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him, our Lord Jesus. A saint is someone the world doesn't know. A saint is someone who stands out from the world, someone who's holy, someone who's set apart, someone who lives their faith and lives their life in a different way. And the world takes notice of that. That's a great inspiration for us. What are the specific things that saints do? Well, Jesus tells us today in the Beatitudes. If you want to be a saint, Jesus gives you the list of things to aspire to be poor in spirit, to mourn when the world might be rejoicing, to be meek, to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to be merciful, to forgive. That's what it means to be a saint. To be a peacemaker, to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness, to be clean of heart. Those are things that make a person stand out. Those are things that transform us into saints. You want to be a saint? Forgive somebody. You want to be a saint? Bring peace where there's division. You want to be a saint? Be meek. Be humble. Be someone who's poor. Be someone who mourns. That's what Jesus tells us today that marks the saint. And if you don't know where to start, just start somewhere. We can be frozen sometimes just not knowing where to start. Choose one thing to do that's heroic. Choose one thing that's saintly. And do it over and over and over again. That's where the virtue part comes in. A virtue is something that becomes automatic, habitual. And so if I do a heroic thing over and over again, it becomes habitual, it becomes virtuous. So start somewhere and keep trying, asking the Lord's grace. I love this speech from our President Teddy Roosevelt. He says, it's not the critic in the world that counts. It's the one in the arena. It's the one who's putting himself or herself to this task. And then he says that line, dare mighty things. Brothers and sisters, that's a great battle cry for us in the church militant, in this communion of saints. Dare mighty things. Do heroic things. Do saintly things, holy things. That's the way that we stand out. That's the way we become different. And we can do this by imitating the faith and imitating the lives of all those who have gone before us. And today we ask for their intercession.